share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How many Malaysians need to suffer before standardization is achieved? Barely a day after a burger vendor received an RM50K fine for violating SOPs, a KOLIK. Seller from Kampung Chekok Tenga, Kelantan was given an RM50K fine as well for keeping his stall open after 10 p.m. 42-year-old Mohd Azizi Mohd Noor, who has a stall right in front of his house, has been selling KOLIK. All throughout Ramadan, he was admittedly shocked when he was visited by a couple of PDRM officers. Without asking much, the officers issued him the RM50K fine for operating beyond permitted hours. Azizi told Harian Metro that when the officers arrived, he had already closed his stall and only the kitchen lights were switched on. His wife and he were cleaning the area and also frying some crackers for their children. He added that he has to support his 5 schooling children and 3 nephews, so there's no way he can afford to pay the compound fee. Don't say RM50,000, even if is reduced to RM10,000, I still can't afford it, and because I have no other choice, I prefer to go to jail. Besides selling the KOLIK, Azizi, who works as a mechanic during the day, said how disappointed he was as this was his first time getting compounded. Left with no other choice, Azizi visited the district health office to appeal for his fine to be reduced. Kelantan Police Chief Datuk Shafian Mamat informed that his party took the approach to examine the RM50,000 compound imposed on 3 traders, including a burger trader here, last night. Was this fine deserved? Let us know what you think in the comments section. Also read, is the government sick? Machines outraged after burger vendor gets fined RM50K. Source: Berita Harian. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.